You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody listening all over North America. Happy Thursday. Hope you're safe. I hope you're well wherever you might be. I'll be hanging out with you for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. That means we've been hanging out for an hour, and that means we've discussed a lot. Like the opening, the NFL opening game about an hour and 20 minutes from now between the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys. Thank you so much to Fernando Ramirez for joining us from the Sporting Tribune to talk about tomorrow's opening game in Brazil between the Chargers and the Chiefs. And then we got even more games on Sunday, of course. We got a full slate of NFL action. The NFL is back. And it starts tonight. We got more NFL to discuss, more NFL to get into. In 20 minutes, we're going to have a chat with Sam Bruckhaus, joining us from Sumer Sports. Covers all things NFL. Right before we went to break, we talked about some of the crazy stories today. Like Amari Cooper deciding that after re-signing with the Raiders just a week ago, that he wants to retire. The Raiders also in the news because one of their wide receivers, Jacoby Myers, says... I said I wanted to be traded. The Raiders said, we don't care. And then there was another big deal in the AFC West today. Nick Benito got a contract. Good for him. At least some team got some good news. Broncos, never the Raiders. I guess the best news for the Raiders is Tom Brady's in the house. Sometimes. Anyway, we got more to get into. More NFL. More information about this Kawhi Leonard getting paid on the side situation, cap circumvention. Are the New York Knicks the next team to be caught in such a thing? I will explain. And a matter of fact, to talk about this Kawhi cap circumvention story, Law Murray is going to join us next hour from The Athletic. Covers all things Los Angeles Clippers. So we got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. If you want to call up, here's the number. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me online. I'm on the internet everywhere at JR Sport Brief. You can listen on the free Odyssey app. You could easily listen on your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. You got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. And if you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And Botcher, I have to ask you this. We had this discussion with Nico yesterday as he filled in. The Odyssey app is free. Not a lot of things in life are free. Yesterday, I got a bagel for free and it wasn't that good. When is the last time you actually got something free in life?
Is this like a beating count from the parents?
My God. The only thing you've gotten for free in life is a beating from your parents?
No. Okay, if we're being realistic, the last true free thing I got was a free pen or sticker from voting. And that's okay. Not really free. It's just kind of like a thank you for coming. Here's your gift.
Thank you for doing your civic duty. Here's a sticker. You'll throw out once you get at home, right? Are you supposed to wear it and take photos and selfies with it, right?
Supposed to take pictures. They go missing almost immediately in my house.
Whatever gets the job done to get people to participate in the system. Huh. What a free world. Well, there's nothing free in life. Everything comes with a price. But the Odyssey app, no, the Odyssey app is free. Audacy. Listen to me. I spell it every day. Now, today, I forgot how to spell. I told you everything comes with a price, except for the Odyssey app. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I told you everything comes with a price. One guy who's not going to have to worry about any type of price is Nick Bonitto. This man who had 13 and a half sacks last year for the Broncos, one of the best defenses in the entire NFL, he got paid. And he got paid big time. He's now the highest non-quarterback getting a big old contract in Denver Broncos history. A four-year deal, $106 million, $70 million guaranteed. I mean, between him and Pat Surtain, yeah, they got some stalwarts on defense. It's not like the Broncos are going to go backwards. I want you to listen to Ian Rappaport break it down on Good Morning Football.
There is. We have some breaking news for the Denver Broncos All-Pro Edge, Nick Bonitto, one of their young stars on their defense, has agreed to terms on a big new contract extension. It's a four-year deal worth up to $120 million max, with $70 million guaranteed, the base value 4 years, $106 million. This deal done by Torrey Dandy of Athletes First locks in Bonitto after a 13.5 sack season, his first ever as a starter. He now gets paid like one of the elite edge rushers, one of the elite defenders in the NFL. Another deal right before a team's opener.
Yeah, can't wait to see what the Broncos do, especially you got Bo Nix moving on to a second season. I didn't have it on my bingo card that Bo Nix would help take the Denver Broncos to the not the championship, but obviously the playoffs. They got to the playoffs, and then, well, the Bills decided to go out there and smash them. I think the final score was 31-7. It was an annihilation. But who thinks of a rookie QB in that way? I mean, Jaden Daniels was so spectacular last year that Bo Nix got attention, but not to the same degree, because he's not as electrifying as Jaden Daniels. And you think about what Jaden Daniels did with the Commanders, damn near took his team almost, but almost doesn't count, to the Super Bowl. The Denver Broncos, well, they have a good start on Sunday. They have a good chance and a good opportunity to get a leg up, or at least pick up a victory in this competitive AFC West, because they're going to take on the Tennessee Titans. And of course, a lot of people want to see Cam Ward. Here you have second-year player in Bo Nix. You have first-year player in Cam Ward. I know there's a lot of people in Tennessee. They hope to God that he can take them back to the postseason. It may not happen right out of the gate, but Sean Payton, he knows what he has in Bo Nix, and he says he's just getting better and better and better.
There's a natural growth relative to especially the language. You know, because when you do come from college to any team in the NFL, you change languages, and that takes a while. And then, you know, that part of it naturally happens. And then, you know, he's kind of had those leadership abilities probably for most of his football career.
Oh, that's nice. At least he also sounds better. I mean, typically you hear Sean Payton, he's trying to rip his quarterbacks apart. Sorry, Russell Wilson. Maybe really only you. He was killing Russell Wilson when he was out there. Here we are in a space where Bo Nix is being complimented. And so how do these Broncos fit in the AFC West? I find the Raiders to be nothing but average. I find the Chargers to be good, but riddled with holes. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think they'll take a step back, and I think this will allow the Denver Broncos to be the second best team in the division. And I think the defense is going to hold them down. Look, I'm not all that enthralled and excited about the Denver Broncos and their offense. They want to run the ball. I know they got Cortland Sutton out there. And I think also at the same time, speaking of running the football, people don't realize how well Bo Nix can move. He rushed for 430 yards last year to go along with four touchdowns. This is a team that's expecting their defense to hold things down and their offense to hopefully grow and not throw things away. I don't expect them to put up a lot of points. I expect them to be good, but not good enough, okay? They're going to be second best in the division. Head coach Sean Payton, this is what he said about the expectations that they now have to win after winning 10 games last year?
I think it's their expectations as well. The expectations to compete. All right. Obviously, Kansas City is the team that sat on top of this division, and they're awfully good. They've been very consistent.
Yeah, to borrow a phrase from Ric Flair, who, by the way, Ric Flair is he got to be the last damn man standing. I mean, Hulk Hogan passed away, like a month ago now? Macho Man been going now, 10, 15 years? Thinking of some other guys in that. Roddy Piper is gone. Botch, am I missing anybody in Ric Flair's age group?
American
a lot
Warrior.
Of guys. Ultimate Warrior, oh my God. Yeah, he died, 10 years ago too?
Yeah, he had the speech on Raw and then the next day.
Heart attack.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ric Flair is still here. This man, Ric Flair, was in a plane crash 50 years ago, still here. Ric Flair, 5-10 years ago, this guy's heart stopped. Ric Flair is still here. Ric Flair, open about his alcohol abuse. Ric Flair is still here. Here's some life advice. If you're going to take life advice from Ric Flair, don't listen to him. Just do the opposite of everything he actually did in his life. But he's still here. I digress. To borrow a phrase from Ric Flair, who's still alive, to beat a man, you got to beat the man. I don't think the Broncos are ready to go out there and beat the Kansas City Chiefs. Broncos will be in action this Sunday against the Tennessee Titans. Kansas City Chiefs, they will kick things off tomorrow in Brazil against the Chargers. And the Raiders, as we discussed, the Raiders are going to Raider. A guy's going to come back and retire. Jacoby Myers is going to want to be traded. Brock Bowers is now bald. Maybe Geno Smith will go back to just throwing a million interceptions. The Raiders are just going to be the Raiders. Let's see how things develop in the AFC West. Now, before we went to break, I did briefly mention to you the New York Jets. Not good news today. Not good news. Okay, you got Justin Fields. Aaron Rodgers is gone. Aaron Rodgers is coming back to play against the New York Jets as a member of the Steelers. But today, the New York Jets learned that their best offensive lineman, who can never stay healthy, it's either something with his knee and now his arm is ripped up, Elijah Vera Tucker, he gone. He's not going to play the entire season for the New York Jets. This sucks. Justin Fields, I don't know what the heck this guy's going to do. This is going to suck for him. Garrett Wilson, probably the best offensive player on the Jets, he says, this sucks. We all know it.
I mean, with ABT, man, it's something that you just hate to see. I had some great combos with him just leading up to this season, and knowing that he's not going to be able to be out there with us this season breaks my heart, because he's someone that goes about everything the right way, a soft-spoken guy, but when he does talk, it means something. Just not to mention just the level of player he is, with a guy that would really help us. So. With that, we're gonna be ready to react and make moves accordingly. But it definitely hurts. It definitely doesn't make our team better losing a guy like that. We're gonna do our best to replace ABT.
Man, the New York Jets are one of these teams that they lost before the season got started. Nobody expects anything from the Jets. I'd be surprised. I'd be happy for them if they got to 7 victories. Okay, I think Justin Fields will be given the boot next year. Maybe they re-sign him, and now he has to compete with a rookie quarterback because they were so damn bad. I don't got high hopes for the New York Jets. And then we got Aaron Rodgers coming back, who's telling everybody up and down, it ain't no big deal facing my former team. Listen to what Aaron Rodgers had to say about taking on the Jets on Sunday.
Aaron, is there anything more for you opening up against the Jets at all, or is this just another regular season game?
Yeah, it's week one.
Yeah, it's just a regular game. And we just heard from Garrett Wilson. The Garrett Wilson, who used to be on the receiving end of passes from Aaron Rodgers. Hey, Garrett, have you spoke to Aaron Rodgers since he left the Jets?
How much have you talked with Aaron, or what's that relationship been like since he left?
I ain't talked to Aaron since he left. So, wish him the best this season. Yeah, but we ain't chopped it up since he left.
Yeah, you know, don't wish him the best this season. You're supposed to say, I wish him the best until, well, except for when we play him. You don't root for the other guy. Never. Don't do that. I guess Aaron Rodgers has been a good soldier with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Expect the Steelers to go into the postseason as a wild card, by the way, if Aaron Rodgers is healthy. Mike Tomlin, he actually said Aaron Rodgers is a captain on his team. Of course he is. They got to kiss his ass.
I don't think anybody's surprised by that, not only because of his resume and experience, but what he's displayed since he's been here in terms of being a great team guy and communicating and leading and sharing his experience and the lens through which he sees the game with others. It's just been a good process. And so I don't think that was earth-shattering in any way within our collective.
No, of course not. I mean, we don't know how long Aaron Rodgers is with the Steelers. He'd be here for a short time or a good time. Well, damn, it is going to be a short time. We know it ain't going to be no long time. The New York Jets and the Steelers might be in the same position. Moving on, life after Aaron Rodgers, okay? Except for the Steelers, I think they're better positioned to succeed into the future. The Jets, when do the Jets succeed at anything? You see the words Jets and succeed, they don't even go together. They don't. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have a conversation surrounding all things NFL with Sam Bruckhouse. He covers all things NFL for Sumer Sports. We'll get his thoughts on Aaron Rodgers returning against the Jets. We'll talk about the opening night matchup today, tonight, about an hour from now between the Dallas Cowboys and the Philadelphia Eagles. We got a lot to get into. We'll have that conversation with Sam on the other side. You're locked in. You're listening. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're about an hour away from the start of the NFL season. The Philadelphia Eagles hosting the Dallas Cowboys. We talked about that game. We know tomorrow down in Brazil we have the Chiefs and the Chargers. To break down not just this week, but what we can expect into the future. Well, who's not being talked about? What do the numbers show us? What does the data show us? Joining us right now is someone who used to crack some skulls on a football field. Now you can catch him covering all things NFL for Sumer Sports. It's Sam Bruckhouse. Sam, how are you?
Good, man. Y'all playing me in with some shook ones. They call me Sammy B, but maybe I'm Sammy B Rabbit today.
You might be. You might be. I know you used to keep people shook on the football field, and now you talk about it, Sam. Well, let's talk about some of the things.
I tried to.
You tried. Well, you did. You did. And you still do. Let's talk about some things that we should expect to see this weekend. We know we got some big matchups tonight and tomorrow as well. We got some comeback matches. Aaron Rodgers back in New York. We got the primetime matchup with the Ravens and the Bills. What's really capturing your attention here in week one of the season?
I think I got to say it's this Thursday night game that's starting. There's two things that I really want to figure out in this game. The first is the Cowboys defense, obviously. Micah Parsons no longer in the team. Last year, he was basically the only bright spot on their defense. They were one of the worst defenses in the league and really, really atrocious against the run. Basically, the shining light was their sack rate. That sack rate was led by Micah Parsons. So I'm very interested in that against an excellent Eagles offensive front. But what I'm more interested in, and what I really think the X factor in this game is what's going on in the back end of the Eagles defense. If you recall, 2 years ago, the Eagles defense was not very good despite the win total. Mm-hmm. It led to basically Vic Fangio being brought on. It led to Cooper DeJean and Quinyon Mitchell being drafted. They had similar problems in camp. It was expected that Kelee Ringo would be starting. It was announced that Adoree Jackson would be playing. Andrew Mukuba, the rookie safety, he won't be playing today. He's dealing with some injuries. And so it's really interesting to note who's starting in that back end. And when you're facing CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens, that's a major issue. I'm actually wondering if this Cowboys offense isn't going to kind of end up looking like Bengals South this year with a poor defense on the other side.
What do you think that lends towards Jerry Jones saying at the end of the year that I was right? What do you think this means for the Cowboys in the long term?
Well, look, I'm not the biggest on not having a great defense as a former linebacker, but I think the George Pickens move was really a prescient one, regardless of what happened on the defensive side of the ball. There's two great stats that are pretty sticky that we did a lot of research on this offseason when it comes to wide receivers. That is yards per route run and target share. And George Pickens was actually pretty much a certified bottom-end wide receiver one in this league at target share and at yards per route run. Now that he's in a wide receiver two role with a pretty good deep ball throwing quarterback in Dak Prescott, I'm really wondering if this pairing couldn't end up looking like T. Higgins and Ja'Marr Chase up there in Cincinnati. And I'm really wondering if it's going to open up Dak Prescott post-injury to really be able to make a lot of plays. I'm really interested in the Cowboys. I think prior to the season with Micah Parsons, I was comfortable with saying that they were going to win 10 or 11 games. I think they should go solidly above their win total of 7.5 this year, regardless of the defensive situation, due to that power offense.
Sam Bruckhouse is joining us here from Sumer Sports. You talk about offense. We know the Kansas City Chiefs a few seasons ago, they were known for having one of the most explosive offenses. We know that the line has kind of tipped on that team a little bit more towards defense with some of the departures. We know for this season, Kelsey is older. Rashee Rice is going to be suspended to start. Xavier Worthy moving into year number two. What are your thoughts on what this Chiefs offense will look like?
So in terms of the explosive plays last year, they weren't there. You're 100% correct. But this was an elite success rate team. Basically, they kept the chains moving on every single play. They were able to convert third and shorts, and that's what led them to the Super Bowl last year. I think the key for this team, both in the success rate and the explosive play factory, is the left side of their offensive line. They drafted left tackles. They brought in Kingsley Suimatiea last year. There's kind of a turnstile of guys who I think they'll be swapping in the early season. If they're able to figure that out, it'll open up the run game and thus open up the pass game. But the real crux to all 17 games will be Rashee Rice, suspended in the beginning of the season, as you mentioned. He's another one of those yards per route run target share guys. If he can come and be the guy who he was very, very early on in the season before his injury last year, I think that completely changes the face of this Chiefs offense. All of a sudden, they have an excellent weapon at wide receiver one. If you pair that with the line, I think we see old school Patrick Mahomes from the last couple of years.
Well, Sam, before you joined us, we talked about a lot going on in that division, the Broncos and Knicks and Bonito getting his new contract, the Raiders, their situation, the Chargers. What are your thoughts on what things could look like in that AFC West?
I think it's going to be real tough. I currently have three teams slotted to go over 10 wins. That's the Broncos and the Chargers. I think a lot of people are overlooking the Chargers just because they didn't make any flashy moves, and Rashawn Slater is now injured. But I think that's just a solid team, and when you have a top six, top seven quarterback, life is a lot easier. On the flip side with the Broncos, they have a top six, top seven, virtually every single position except quarterback. You look at that defense, you got potential all pros at defensive tackle, defensive end, cornerback, linebacker, safety. You look at the offensive line, Garrett Bowles, potential all pro at tackle, Quinn Miners, all pro at guard last year. The question is, can Bo Nix go above and beyond? Last year, he wasn't the most efficient quarterback, but he avoided negative plays at all costs and was able to use his mobility to really take advantage of other teams. If he can go above and beyond, become an efficient player, this becomes a really excellent team that launches itself from 10 wins to maybe 13 wins.
Well, we know that we can expect that division to be very competitive. Over the years, the AFC North has pretty much been the same. I mean, we got Cincinnati, whose defense was horrific last year. It took them to the end of the season to try to still get into the postseason, still with a positive record. What are your thoughts on what the AFC North will look like now that Aaron Rodgers is in the mix with the Steelers?
I just don't see it being as competitive as expected, or at least as it has been in the past years. The Ravens are absolutely loaded. The weakness of that team last year was the secondary. They've invested a ton of resources into not only getting new fresh players who can potentially start, like Malachi Starks, who they picked up in the draft, but also adding depth at core positions. You think of picking up veterans Chidobe Awuzie. You think of adding Jaire Alexander at the cornerback position. That's all depth pieces for them, especially given Ardarius Washington is injured right now. And I think when you construct all that, they are going to be a dominant team. They are my favorite for the Super Bowl. They are Vegas's favorite for the Super Bowl. The Steelers, I think they're going to have to be a defensively led team again. The numbers did like what Darius Slay did last year. They didn't so much like what Jalen Ramsey did last year. I think an aging defensive backfield is not the biggest sign for contention, and I'm worried about that team making the playoffs as they typically have done in the past. I think the offense, it looks like it's going to be a certified Arthur Smith offense. It's a little strange to me that the draft pick Caleb Johnson's not going to play. It seemed like that was what they were going to lean into. I don't know what the offense is going to look like as compared to what I thought it was going to be in the offseason. I think the Bengals, you're probably going to get some regression from the offense. It's due in line, record-breaking year from there last year. But you'll also probably get some reversion in the mean from the defense. They're probably not going to be as bad as they were last year. I still project them to be around a 500 team. And the Browns, I think, are just figuring it out. They're trying to keep their good players and Myles Garrett, figure out all the other positions. As a result, I'm a lock for the Ravens on this one.
Yes, Sam Bruckhaus joining us from Sumer Sports. Is there a team that you think no one is paying attention to that can actually elevate in a positive way from last year?
I got to be honest, as I was going through my prep for the Sumer Sports Show this week, where we did all these predictions of awards and win totals and et cetera, I can't take my eyes off the New York Giants, man.
Wow.
At first, I recognized that they had a great front seven last year. They were really great at generating pressure, even when Dexter Lawrence was hurt. They really have certified four pressure generators on their defensive front at this point in Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kevon Thibodeau, and the draft pick Abdul Carter. I think that's a recipe for success on that defense. But the offense was really the issue last year. Daniel Jones could not get the ball to Malik Nabers, even though he did have a lot of catches. Explosivity just wasn't there, wasn't able to hit him on the deep ball. They tried to figure that out as many times as possible. You had Russell Wilson, despite seeing some regression as he's gotten older, he's still good at hitting those deep balls. And I think he was a major part of why the Steelers were able to even get close to the playoffs last year, much less win 10 games. You add Jameis Winston as the backup, an excellent deep ball thrower, even though sometimes it comes with some interceptions. And you add the rookie Jackson Dart as well. And I think that is really a recipe for success. If they can figure out something along the offensive line, I think they may surprise some people despite being in a tough division in the NFC East.
Well, let's see what the Giants do. I know Daboll and Shane and the Giant fans would be happy with that. I know you mentioned feeling good about the Ravens finally getting over the hump and going to the Super Bowl. Are you looking at an all-birds type Super Bowl? What are your thoughts on the NFC side?
I think it's going to be from the NFC North. I think it's either going to be the Packers or the Lions. I could definitely see one of those teams winning the NFC North and another team making it to the Super Bowl. But I just think those two teams are more complete at this point than the Eagles. I think you're getting Aiden Hutchinson back, a primo pass rusher, the likes of the Eagles don't necessarily have. You now have Micah Parsons for the Packers. That's another primo pass rusher. And both of those teams were very efficient on defense last year. The Packers weren't great in terms of success rate, but both of them were really great at limiting big plays from the other team and generating turnovers. The Lions were able to keep it up even when their entire team was injured. I think both of those offenses are going to look great, adding some pieces in while also keeping the cores together. And I think another year of progression for both of those teams lines it up. Right now, if you hadn't had to put me to it, I think I got to go with the Packers. I think the Micah Parsons addition just pushes it over the top. They've invested a lot with the wide receivers. And then I think Jordan Love will end up being a top 6-7 quarterback this year by the advanced metrics.
I know a lot of people looking forward to seeing what he does with Matt Golden now on a squad. Hey, Sam, we appreciate the time and you sharing your expertise. Where can people listen, hear you, and follow you and all the numbers that you guys crunch and information that you share?
Yeah, so check us out at SoomerSports.com. We got a lot of advanced numbers. We've started seeing in the data that a lot of people are getting a lot of good usage out of our defensive statistics for last year. So SoomerSports.com, you can get advanced numbers, may help you pick a fantasy defense this week.
Amazing, Sam. Well, thank you so much. We're going to catch you soon down the line, okay?
Yep, my pleasure. Thank y'all.
No doubt about it. A big shout out to Sam Bruckhaus for joining us from Soomer Sports, breaking down all the stats, data, numbers, information regarding the NFL. I mean, I gave you my top six yesterday. I had the Green Bay Packers on my list as one of the top teams that could make it to the Super Bowl. I'm looking at an all-bird Super Bowl. I'm looking at the Eagles, the champions that are going to play tonight, and I'm looking at the Ravens. I think the Ravens will finally get over the hump. It's a long season, a lot of predictions to be made, a lot of things to be said. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Now, Sam did mention the New York Giants as potentially being a surprise team. I want to talk about the Giants on the other side, and then there's another New York team. I don't know. Will they be in a little bit of trouble? I think somebody's doing a little bit of digging. I'm going to explain what might be going on with the New York Knicks on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now, it's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if it...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay per listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Oh, man. It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Yeah, you talk to your lady like that, it works for you. Me talking to my lady, yeah, nothing works. Nothing works. Anyway, thank you so much. Our last break. Appreciate you, Sam Bruckhaus, for joining us to talk all things NFL from Soomer Sports. As I sit here in the studio, we got the Eagles, we got the Cowboys. They're on the field right now, warming up. Can't wait to see what this looks like. A lot of people are expecting the Dallas Cowboys to do a little bit more than what most people are expecting them to do, especially after getting rid of Micah Parsons. Look, they were going to be an okay team. They were going to be good this year. They're not taking a massive step back, but they're losing one of the best players in the league, period. And I think it has massive implications into the team's future. But I don't think it's going to have a direct effect on them not winning or going to the Super Bowl. I don't think that was going to happen either way, even with Micah Parsons. Still not a reason to get rid of him, but to be smart as to build around him, something they had an opportunity to do dating back to last year. They could have just skirted all of this by giving him a new contract. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. One thing that Sam Bruckhaus just also brought up in the last break was the New York Giants. He feels that they have an opportunity to surprise people in the NFL this year, and that'd be pretty cool. I mean, a lot of what we've seen from Russell Wilson, we know he's not as mobile. He's going to get the deep ball out. We hope that Malik Nabers can go out there and play. No issues with his back or his toe. That the defense continues to go out there and improve. I think the New York Giants, a good season for them, if I'm being honest. 8 wins, right? I'm not expecting a lot. And then I think what a lot of Giant fans want to see is Jaxson Dart. We talked about this the other day. Jaxson Dart is number 2 on the depth chart in front of Jameis Winston. Like, what are we doing here? Jameis Winston is like, I guess at this point, he's just happy to be in the NFL. He's probably already thinking about his second act, which is likely to be in media or preaching or both. So we'll see what happens there. And speaking of New York teams, how sad this is. Well, we heard about the Clippers scenario and situation. Pablo Torre broke the news yesterday that apparently the Los Angeles Clippers tried to circumvent the salary cap by funneling money into a marketing company or brand that deals with healthy earth and trees and Kawhi Leonard was one of their endorsers. And that apparently was the way that the Clippers were able to get Kawhi Leonard another $28 million. Pablo Torre, he did the rounds yesterday and let everybody know about this report. The Clippers are denying the report. How dumb could Steve Ballmer be, former co-founder of Microsoft, to try to funnel money to an athlete on the side? The Clippers pretty much said as much in their statement how ridiculous such a thing would be. But, you know, a new dummy is born every day. According to Pablo Torre, there were several employees from the company, which is now bankrupt, that all say, hey, this company was created to get Kawhi Leonard a few extra dollars. Come on now. Today, he was having a chat on the Rich Eisen show, Pablo Torre did, and he described how he realized just things were a little off. Listen to this.
If not for all of those things coming together, because of a bankruptcy filing, which I alluded to before, in which there was a clue about the company Kawhi Leonard had started, KL2 Aspire LLC, whose designated representative was Uncle Dennis Robertson. If not for that little line item in a bankruptcy filing that no one else noticed, this would not have been a problem. None of this would have happened. No one would be talking about it. No one would be wondering about a weird tree planting company and Steve Ballmer and Kawhi Leonard and this company no one remembers, despite the fact that they were very instrumental in the origin story of the Intuit Dome. They would have gotten away with it. And now I'm going to quote Scooby-Doo, if not for those meddling kids. And unfortunately, I am the meddling kid. I will own up to that. And so if Kawhi had done anything to make it seem that much more plausible so that when I Googled, what has Kawhi Leonard done to endorse the company that he's owed millions of dollars to for an endorsement deal, which again, of course, I acquired the document for, it would have been probably a different outcome from the perspective of me noticing something was really, really smelly about what was going on here.
Yeah, very, very smelly. Now the NBA is doing a full investigation. And if this comes out to be true, the Clippers are going to get beat to high hell. That's it. Like, Steve Ballmer might be banned for a couple of seasons. He's rich as hell. How are you going to punish him? There is no monetary punishment. They don't have no damn draft picks. I mean, the most you can do is tell him to go ahead and take a hike from the organization. So much so that maybe Ballmer wants to sell. But then if you think about it, you don't want the richest, one of the richest human beings on earth. You don't want him involved in the NBA. So it's a little bit of a catch-22, but the NBA can't go light on any type of punishment if this is found to be true. And so Pablo Torre continued on, this time on Dan Patrick's show, and he said there are multiple people taking a look at the New York Knicks and the contract that Jalen Brunson is currently playing under. You might recall last year he signed a four-year, $156 million contract when he could have signed a five-year, $269 million contract. Do the math. Would you rather have $270 million guaranteed, or would you rather have $156? And maybe you're so honorable of a human being, you go, hey, what the hell is the difference? I have no millions. And I think most people would go with the higher guaranteed amount. But Jalen Brunson, apparently, wants to make the money back on his next contract, which would pay him, I think, in excess of $300 million. So he's doing a good deed for the New York Knicks, allowing them to be competitive, get some of his teammates, guys like OG Anunoby, Mikal Bridges paid. But people are going, wait a minute. He took almost $100 million less. His dad is also on staff as an assistant coach. His former agent and his dad's former agent is the president of the team, de facto GM. People think that there's some fishy, funny business going on. Listen to what Pablo Torre told Dan Patrick.
Talk. Once the first, you know, person gets outed, now all of a sudden it feels like it's safe to out other people.
Yeah. The difference here, and by the way, it's funny, like my tip line has never been more used by enemies of Jalen Brunson. Right. Like look into that one. Right. As well as, you know, James Harden.
Is there something in there with Jalen Brunson?
Well, look, how he arrived at the Knicks. This is where I will have to defer to the reporting I may or may not do on this. Certainly was interesting. Right. Like, OK, that's a pretty good deal for the Knicks. Has some whatever. Anyway, I don't want to get ahead of myself in terms of
that's
that.
A tease, well, though. That's a tease.
It's a bit of a tease.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm showing a little ankle with you. I always show a little bit more ankle than I should with you.
Whoa, okay, wow. I didn't expect to hear that one. Anyway, the Knicks, when Jalen Brunson was signed to the team, the Knicks were hit with a tampering charge. They got a 2025 second-round pick taken away because, well, they had contact with Jalen, you know, before the initial period where they were supposed to. But the guy's dad is on the Knicks. It's just, and their family, that seemed natural. I mean, what are you going to do, not talk to your dad? Anyway, that's going to be a whole different problem if the Knicks have to get punished. Let's get through the Clippers first, okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Ralph is calling from North Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ralph?
Hey, good afternoon, JR. How are you doing today?
I'm very well. Go ahead. You got to go quick, Ralph. Uh-oh. Ralph, I'm going to put you on Ralph, I'm going to... Oh, damn. That stinks. Ralph, I put you on hold, Ralph. If you can get it together in the next break, we can go ahead and try to get you on the air. Ralph, you were giving us the Megatron voice. We didn't understand what you were saying, Ralph. Sorry about that. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Damn it, we're not even in the NBA season. We got about a month before these guys get rolling. They're going to start training camp soon. They're going to start the regular season. We got time for some NBA talk, but here we are already. This scandal before we even get to training camp. Who has illegal contracts? Who left money on the table? Who's getting paid from, you know, BS companies? Yeah, things are rather interesting here at this start of the season. Man, we haven't even got to the MLB playoffs yet. Oh, yeah, that's coming soon. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I can tell you what else is coming soon. The start of the NFL regular season. We are about, and damn it, we're less than 30 minutes away from the Eagles and Cowboys getting things started. The Eagles, remember, they don't care about the banner ceremony. They just care about winning this year. They don't care about last year. We're going to talk some more NFL on the other side of the break. We got Law Murray to come down and break down more of this situation with Kawhi. We got the Chiefs in Brazil tomorrow. And, of course, Travis Kelce talking about things besides football. He's like Draymond Green without choking people. We'll talk some Chiefs. We'll talk some football, some NFL, some NBA. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. Opening night for the NFL. The Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.